my training wasn't really training. I mean, I went to school, I studied a little bit, because I went to a school of the arts. I've always sung, and I've always been interested in the business. I just didn't know how to break in when I first started out.
From when the sun comes up and down again, all my time is spent just thinking of you. And when the moon comes up and takes its place,
I think a lot of what I do is just me, really. You know, when you train vocally, basically you're training for technique more than anything else. You're training for, like, breathing and trying to bring out the best tone that you can find. As far as, like, the trickery of it all and the riffs that you may sing and the intervals that you may sing, that's more how the music around you kind of affects what you do. I had an idea in my head, but as we went along, you know, we kept adding on. I'd written it with a guy named Kevin Dean, and he had just finished producing this a cappella group called Seven. I heard what he had done with them, and that kind of gave me an idea to, like, okay, well, let's expound on what you did. The session went down pretty funny because basically you have to make all these a cappella sounds. That's all me.
Mind and body's calling you, so baby, can I come over and see you tonight and hold your body next to mine? Wake up in the morning to your face, at first light would be so lively, would be a heavenly sight.
It took about 2 days, about 3 hours a day, and there had to be at least 48 tracks of vocals. I brought my daughter with me at the time. She was just kind of looking at me in the booth like I was nuts, you know, to hear your daddy try to imitate a tom-tom or a hi-hat.